Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Listen, I like to play competitive as much as the next person, but I'm also really looking forward to playing dress up with Evie.
Tonight, I'm drunk. I find you.
And now, coming to you live from atop the Lavender Town Radio Tower, it's the one, the only Pucko Podcast!
It's Pucko!
Pucko!
It's Pucko!
Pucko!
Pokemon Underground Champions League, oh yeah.
Pucko!
Grab your friends, it's that time again. Listen to the show with the phone
never
ends. It's Pucko!
Pucko!
Oh yeah.
Pucko!
It's your host,
Trigger Dash!
And your co-host,
Larry
Pat! Pucko!
Pucko!
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah!
Pucko!
Pucko!
And welcome to the 364th episode of the Pucko Podcast. I am your host, Trainer Thatch, here today with the subpar Scrawn.
Hey!
And also the subtle Sublime Manic.
Oh, hey, hello there. I didn't see you.
And welcome to the Puckle Podcast. Puckle, of course, standing for the Pokemon Underground Champions League, a nonsensical name I came up with in 2007 to describe our awesome community. We are a Pokemon podcast that talks everything from the video game to the trading card game to Pokemon XD, Gale of Darkness, for the GameCube. Man, I hope they remake that. That'd be
good
great.
Game. Oh, yeah.
I'd be so down. Like, that just seems like the next evolution in virtual console is... virtual console, because it doesn't exist anymore, but we're going to be getting, it would be really cool to one, see GameCube games, but I feel like that would be the GameCube game just to bring people to, right? I feel
yeah.
Everybody would be like, Colosseum and XD, I want that in my mouth.
I want that.
Well, they have something good for the GameCube.
Exactly. But welcome to the show if you're new. Welcome back if you're old. We're happy to have you here. Of course, we are more than a podcast. We are also a Pokemon community, and you can check us out on that cool Discord thing. So I guess that's it for my opening spiel. So how you guys been doing lately?
We've been good. What are we doing in Pokemon?
I mean, in general. Just tell me. You could tell me life, too.
Oh, I'm pretty all right. I'm pretty all right. Kind of segueing into the whole Pokemon thing, I was super happy yesterday because of the whole, Shiny Cyndaquil Community Day. But not because of the Cyndaquils, because, Totodile's better. But finally got a Giratina, and I live in an area with no people, really. Well, like a really, really shallow Pokemon Go community. So on Community Day, in order to get the Giratina, I was like, okay, I'm doing this. And I literally was driving around the city in my car yelling at people, we're going to do this Giratina raid in 20 minutes. Go over there.
That is the most Scrawn thing I've ever heard.
I think that's wonderful.
That's the only thing that's my reaction. That is a very Scrawn thing to have done.
I needed to catch the devil, yo.
Oh, yeah. That's satanic 666. Speaking of that, this is completely off topic. I was at Target yesterday shopping for some fun party games and stuff like that, and the bigger, blacker box for Cards Against Humanity was on sale for $6.66.
Love.
I'm just like, good job, Cards Against Humanity. You know what you're doing.
They do.
That's pretty good.
What about you, Sublime?
That Puckle expansion. That Puckle expansion need to be printed.
It exists.
It does.
You shall not repeat the things that appear in the Puckle expansion on the podcast.
That would summon a dimension to Giratina if he did. And I love my girl Tina, but I don't need her up in my life like that. I have not
caught a Giratina in Pokemon Go yet, but I did Community yesterday, and I don't care about Cyndaquil either, but I did care about the fact that GameStop was giving out Pikachu and Eevee hats and balloons for Pokemon Let's Go, Pikachu and Eevee. That was the highlight of Community Day for me. As for me personally, it's always darkest before the dawn. I'm almost done with my last semester of grad school.
That's good.
Yes, thanks. But I am kind of gearing up to get back into the VGC after I'm done with grad school, because I'll have a lot more time to do things that I want to do.
Oh, we should talk about that.
Yes, I'm actually working on making a team for the November International Challenge. Because who doesn't want a shiny Captain Rayleigh?
Yeah, that's next week. That's going to be fun.
The
only thing is, by the time you're done with grad school, we're going to be in the Moon series.
Yes, that is true. So I'm trying to read things that will be like, this will be useful in the next series as well.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. So as for me, I've been working on a couple different side projects. We've been getting those YouTube videos cranked out. It's been really good. I'd like to thank everybody who's been helping to edit those. Like, we have a
they're really enjoyable to watch. Yeah, thanks to everyone.
We have a lot of good people editing them, and I'm really happy about that. So thanks to those guys, because they're putting in a lot of work for that.
I love whenever they put the memes on the sort of caption.
Oh, yeah.
It's like either the sunglasses or like the "Do you know the way" face with our Manitan. That was priceless.
I'd really like to push that, because I think they would just love to see that succeed. So definitely check out the Puckle YouTube if you haven't already. That's youtube.com/PucklePodcast. And of course, you can find that in the link in the description.
I'm trying to give a quick shout out to anyone who has been trying to get to the Discord but can't figure out how.
Yes.
just go to the PUCLPODCAST.com and then click on chat, and then there's a link right there to the Discord, and it will instruct you on everything. And then we will greet you, and we are a super fun community. We have a super active Discord, and you can literally talk and harass Thatch like everyone else in this community does 24/7.
It's worth it. If you're just like, man, Thatch, why'd you say that one thing that was obviously wrong on the show, and you really want to get that off your chest, that's the place to do it. Because that's very typical of what happens, and I'm okay with it, because it opens up discussion, and it actually opens up viewpoints and stuff like that. And that's the kind of discussion I like to have. I know sometimes I'm very controversial because I have a very particular way that I like to think about these things, but we'll see how it goes on from there. So other than that, though, I mean, we've been working on that. I've been working on a couple other pieces of content, and I've just been doing an Ultra Moon playthrough for funsies, getting ready for Let's Go this weekend.
No, what's fun about going through that region again?
So, like, it's not terrible, but the only thing that really stops me from playing Gen 7, like, as a replay, like, I'm so happy to go play something like Gen 5 again, but the reason I'm not into playing Gen 7 on a repeated basis is mostly just because, what's that thing called? Because of the first island. Honestly, because of the first island. Like, Tutorial Island.
The first island is the best, though, honestly. In Sun and Moon / Ultra Sun, Ultra Moon, the first island, Mele Mele, is the best constructed piece of that whole game. It's great.
We can agree to disagree.
I think Akala is the most grindy, and I hate Akala. It gets better in Ulu Ulu, but Mele Mele is where it's at, yo.
We can agree to disagree. I think that Mele Mele is just very... I think as an island, in design-wise, it's probably fine, but the way that they try to get you through the whole thing is really frustrating and annoying.
All a bunch of games.
Yeah, because they're trying to teach you how to play the game, and like we've said this on the show before, I hope Let's Go Pikachu and Let's Go Eevee is the answer to us getting rid of a lot of that, but we'll see. It depends on the director for Gen 8. I don't know who's directing it. Probably Omori, but we'll see. That is going to be it for our little intro, though, guys. We got some news to talk about, so we're going to go ahead and kick it on over to the news, so let's cue that epic music.
Radio Tower, this just in.
And on to the news. In the news, we have a few things, but not many, granted. So, first of all, there's a new international challenge happening. It's going to be online. You can register for it now. And that takes place on November 30th to December 2nd. It's VGC Sun Series rules. So it's pretty much the current rules in the Pokemon Championship. And unless you're really, if you're not really interested in VGC, this is probably still the one to go play in. Because it, for participating, you get shiny Tapu Lele. And this is the only way to get shiny Tapu Lele. So you should definitely consider doing it.
Technically.
It's the only way to legally get shiny Tapu Lele. Legally the only way.
Easiest way to get it.
Japan. In Japan, there was the release at the one, it's at the one retailer that's sort of like Blockbuster.
Yep.
Yeah.
Technically, it does exist, but this is pretty much the only way to get it. And
yes. This is true.
So go get it. I don't know. Are they doing championship points for this as well? Because they used to do championship points for the international challenges, and I think they stopped.
You can get CP from this.
You can get CP?
Yeah.
Okay, good news.
So VGC player base has kind of declined a certain amount that they have been giving CP.
I feel like they do. It always declines a bit the year that they have the legendaries allowed.
Mm-hmm. It always declines.
It'll be right back up next.
The problem is, I mean, we could have this discussion, and I really would need to do an episode on this though. I don't know how the I don't know how the future of VGC is going to go, only because the numbers are pretty much stagnant where they were back in 2016 right now, right? Because 2016 was the last time we had legendaries allowed. Though I do think there's some more invigoration in just terms of people wanting to watch it. Because of the way they split up the season into three different series and three different formats. Because if not, honestly, it was going to get super stale with Ultra Necrozma.
I'm super hyped, personally.
Yeah.
I have a lot of fun with this format specifically, too. Because it's really cool to have these legendary Pokemon, but no Megas, no Z-Crystals, right? Yeah. It lets things shine that wouldn't.
Yeah, no, it's really cool. I do appreciate that. But I do think that... I don't know. You obviously don't have a lot of people playing it, but the problem is if you look at the championship points, if we want to talk about some relative news, the championship requirements for Worlds was finally announced this week, and we saw that the championship points for VGC remained at 400 to get into Worlds, but TCG got bumped up to 550 to get you to Worlds, which I thought was really interesting to see because, I mean, it's been a thing that we've been seeing over the past few years. TCG is growing at a really, really good rate, and VGC's been kind of stagnant.
Well, you got so many people doing TCG that you just kind of have to raise the amount so that not as many people can participate.
Absolutely.
It can't fit that many people there.
It's more expensive.
Mm-hmm. I think that overall is just interesting.
I think the problem is that especially in a community like Pokemon, you have so many people who are just hardcore collectors, literally wanting to be the very best. And you find these people all the time, as ironic as it may seem. Everyone wants to be the best. But, you know, not everyone can. So I don't know if this will actually... I don't know if this will actually decline the player base because there are so many like dedicated people, I guess is what I was trying to say.
I don't know if it'll decline the player base. I don't know. It's just a trend that we've been seeing, and I think it's really interesting in that VGC isn't really growing. Definitely not growing at the same rate that TCG is. But I know. I understand that the difference is, one, you have to go and play with other people, and the other one, you can go to Puckle and you can go play there, and you're perfectly satiated. So that I think the formats in the video game are different than what most people would say are the quote unquote normal formats for Pokemon. Because, you can choose to disagree with me, but I feel like a vast majority of people are just like, yeah, battle should be singles. Honestly, that's like the purest form of Pokemon, but at the same time, it's logistically awful.
With the release of every main series game, I'll tell you right now, I always find one person who will be my rival, and we get our Pokemon to level above level 50, and then we have an in-game team battle. And it's a good time.
What I used to do is I used to find one other person, like when a new game came out, I'd find one other person. And then after every two gym battles or something like that, we'd stop and then we'd fight each other and then we'd keep going.
Oh, that's sweet.
Yeah, that was a lot of fun. I did that with Sarge a couple of times. But we'll move on from there.
We should talk about the Hat Pikachu giveaway.
Oh, there is a Hat Pikachu giveaway. It's like everything but the Kanto hat and the movie hat, I think. So the two hats that anybody would want are unavailable. Want. Let's put that in quotes. So Hoenn Cat Pikachu, Sinnoh Cat Pikachu, Unova Cat Pikachu, Kalos Cat Pikachu, Alola Cat Pikachu are all available right now until December 1st in your American, European, and Japanese 3DS games.
And you do need a code to get those. You can find them on Cerebee pretty easily.
It's Let's Go Pikachu with some number somewhere thrown in. Some are at the end, some are at the beginning, some are in the middle. And I'm just not going to go through all of it.
They're all hardy nature.
And they're nature locked, so...
Isn't that fun?
They're all hardy nature. Well, at least they can deal with tough circumstances like Sublime being mad at their nature.
I don't think they can. They're not ready.
They're not ready
they're
for
hardy,
this.
Though.
Okay, so we're going to take a minute and just... We're gonna sidestep serious news, and we're going to talk about the fact that an Eevee Tamagotchi collaboration has been unconfirmed, but has seen leaked images. So if you ever felt like you wanted to be back in the 1990s, but with an Eevee, it looks like there might be an Eevee Tamagotchi.
I see this going very poorly, and that's mainly because in Tamagotchi, if you don't feed your pet, it dies.
So, oh, God.
Or runs away.
That would be so terrible.
There would be so many dead Eevees just everywhere. No.
There is a leaked Japanese image showing a crossover between Eevee and Tamagotchi, with special Eevee Tamagotchis potentially being released. And we'll see how that goes. I don't think... Are they even a thing in the U.S. anymore? I don't even know if you can buy one.
Probably not. But the 90s were great, so...
Yeah.
That alone makes it a success.
I can definitely see it being something like my wife would buy, because she might be into
and
that.
And Eevee is from the 90s. It's, yeah, all the 90s. Bring
yeah,
all
it's just
one
like
thing.
Full of 90s.
Sounds great, yeah.
So I think the last piece of news I really want to hit upon is this final piece of news that recently came out. We got pretty much the last trailer before Let's Go comes out, for Let's Go, and they pretty much just like news barfed all over the place, and they're just like, here are the rest of the gym leaders, here's the Elite Four, and because that's what they did, they're just like hey, here's all the stuff we forgot to get to. And but the really interesting thing that they did reveal was that Red and Blue and Green are all in the video game, and I got really upset because I was watching Game Boy Luke watch the video, and he got really confused about who Green was and was like calling her Leaf from Leaf Green
Girl
Fire Red.
Oh,
and
God,
I'm just,
no.
And I'm sitting there, and like I'm just like, man, you uncultured swine. Have you never read the manga?
I was literally about to ask, who's Green? Don't feel bad, listeners. I had no idea either.
No, feel bad.
You should feel bad, because that means you haven't read the best Pokemon story in all of Pokemon, which is the Pokemon Adventures manga.
It's pretty solid.
Yeah, it is actually really solid. I think it was actually in an interview, it was actually referred to as the best interpretation of what Game Freak it intended the world to be like, the Pokemon world. I think that's a really interesting way to go about it. We'll see, though.
Neat stuff.
We'll see.
I just know I saw in leaks that
the leaks just happened.
Since it's not there, but I saw that the Sevii Islands weren't in the game, and I was just like, what?
Of course they're not. I feel like that's wishful thinking.
Yeah, I guess it had Gen 2 stuff, so I was just really hoping that there'd be a post game.
Were the Sevii Islands in Heart Gold, Soul Silver?
No.
Then why would they be in anything after?
Yeah, exactly. They weren't in Heart Gold, Soul Silver. They were
only in Fire Red, Leaf Green.
Yeah, that's the only thing.
And they're not even fun to go to. I hate the Sevii Islands.
Oh, they were great once you could figure out the overly complicated puzzles and get to all of the islands. Like, that's how you got Raikou, Entei, and Suicune.
That's not how you got them at all, I don't think.
I don't think that's how you get them.
Yeah, you had to get to Seven Island, you had to catch all of the unknown, and then you could unlock a chamber that released the dog.
That is not
But
true.
There was already a dog in those games.
No, I think you're wrong.
I'm talking about Fire Red, Leaf Green.
Yeah, we are too.
We are too, and I think you're still wrong.
Yeah, you had to catch.
No, you did not.
Listen, I caught a legendary dog in that game and did not mess with the Sevii Islands. That's all I know.
It's because you get the national decks. It's literally when you get the national decks. I'm being completely honest. Yeah, I think we've just crushed your reality, and that's fine.
It's good because you shouldn't like the Sevii Islands anyway. So.
Yeah. I thought it was a cool little story in the Sevii Islands. But
back in Gen 3.
Yeah, that's true.
Don't bash on my Gen 3 or
Yeah, we just destroyed your life. It's fine.
No, I mean, like, let's talk. We don't need to talk about how problematic it is that you'll have a Golbat try to evolve every level up and can't.
I don't want to relive this and Let's Go, by the way, but it's going to.
No.
Regardless, I think that's it for the news. Other than that, Puckle-wise, not much else going on. Just make sure you check out that YouTube. Make sure you check out all of the cool stuff we're working on right now. We'd really appreciate it. And, yeah. So we will kick it on over, though, to Puckle's Poke Quiz, where we're going to quiz your co-host on their innate Pokemon knowledge. And welcome to Puckle's Poke Quiz, the segment of the show where we quiz your co-host on their innate Pokemon knowledge. Of course, that means no computer screens. They have to use what's in their heads. Sublime and Scrawn will be operating as a team to answer 5 questions. They are competing against all of their other fellow co-hosts here at the Puckle Podcast in a race to 30 points. At 30 points, they get a $20 PokemonCenter.com credit, though Basket's trying to get it moved to TeePublic now.
Oh, no.
And so we'll see how that goes. Maybe we can move it to TeePublic if you really want to spend $20 at TeePublic.
You could do either. How that yeah. seems fair.
That so, seems fair.
That seems great.
You got to order it during a $14 sale.
Which is this week, actually. This week.
Oh, yeah. Shameless promotion right
shameless
there.
Shameless plug right there. We're gonna be... TeePublic's going on sale for 30% this week. But they're going to be competing 5 questions, 1 point per question. However, every single week, we have one question that will include a bonus point if they get both answers correct. They also have one hint they can use as a lifeline to help them with one of the questions. However, they can also... if they get all the answers correct, they can cash in that hint for an extra point for a possible total of 7. If you guys are ready, I've got my questions locked and loaded.
Let's go for it.
All right, then. Question number 1. In Generation 1, how many Pokemon could you fit in your PC boxes?
So how many boxes were there?
Weren't there 8, right?
Times 30, so 240.
Do we know that there were 8 back in Gen 1?
That seems reasonable, because there were only 150 Pokemon, so...
Yeah, I'd
not
say
like you needed 32 boxes.
That seems fair.
Yeah, let's go with that.
240 is correct. However, for the wrong reason. You guys did the math wrong. Thankfully, numbers work out that way. But it's because there's 12 boxes that fit 20 Pokemon.
And they only hold 20. Oh, well, that is very serendipitous.
You guys guessed really well. I mean, at least that's reasonable, because there's 151. You're just like, well, give it a little extra, right?
That's good.
But good job on you guys getting that right. So that's one for one right now.
Wow.
It's a good omen.
With Smash Brothers coming on the horizon, Uncle Oshawott wanted to ask you this question. Which Unovan starter Pokemon doesn't appear as a Pokemon ally thrown from a Pokeball in Smash Brothers 4 for the Wii U?
Well, Unovan starter. I want to say Tepig.
In Wii U, there was Samurai. I know that much.
And Snivy has the charisma to be in every game, I feel like.
I think, Snivy was definitely in...
I feel like it's Tepig.
Yeah, it's totally Tepig, you know, Pignite, Emboar.
That is correct. It is Tepig. Oshawott's actually in it on his own. He does a Surf Attack, and then Snivy does Razor
Leaf Storm.
Leaf.
Yeah,
Razor Leaf, yeah. So they are both in there. Good for you guys.
Samurai, for whatever reason.
Now we're going to make this a lot harder. So there's just like an abrupt jump in difficulty. I'm so sorry, guys.
I'm in danger.
The next question comes to you from the boy Gardevoir. What is the only evolutionary line that is in both the amorphous and mineral egg groups?
Oh, that is fascinating.
Amorphous,
like the shapeless things. I feel like Spiritomb could be.
What's a liquid... Oh, maybe Slugma.
Meltan would be. I bet Meltan will be.
Hey, Slugma.
Oh, that's a good choice as well.
Yeah.
Do you think Slugma would be, though? Because it's not really mineral until it evolves.
Does an egg group ever change between evolutions?
No. So my question is, would they include it if only the highest evolution meets the condition for it?
I don't know.
Hey, can we ask that much, Thatch? Could it potentially be part of an evolutionary line?
So it's the entire evolutionary line that's in these egg groups.
That's in these two things. But okay. It would be, like, all evolutionary lines are in their egg groups.
Yeah.
Or minus baby Pokemon and stuff like that.
Don't you feel like Meltan would so be that?
I do. I don't think that we know enough about it, though.
Yeah, and that's definitely not it. Anyway.
I wouldn't be asking about Meltan today.
Exactly. But it is so that. I just think it's kind of funny.
I am going to need an answer.
Let's go with Slugma and Makargo. Why not? I don't care.
Slugma and Makargo are unfortunately incorrect.
No.
The answer
was it Spirit Tomb?
Yamask and Cofagrigus.
Ah, Yamask. That makes sense, because ghosts are incorporeal, and then it's got like mineral mass.
Mm-hmm. All right, so the next question is your bonus point question, and this one comes from Seth Vilo. What two unevolved but also able to evolve Pokemon are tied for the highest base special attack?
Scyther.
What?
Special
sure.
attack.
Unevolved, but able to evolve.
It's not Scyther. No, that's crazy. What?
Unevolved but able to evolve.
Special
with
attack.
Oh, I thought you said highest base stat total.
Yeah,
I thought you said base stat total in my mind. Unevolved, but able to evolve. Highest special attack.
So are there... I need to clarify in this question, Thatch. Yes. Are there fully evolved Pokemon with higher stats
yes,
than this?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. For sure. This is a completely unevolved Pokemon that can evolve, and it has the highest special attack.
Well, and there's two
of them, unevolved Pokemon that can evolve, and there's two. Let's see here.
We need to think about Little Cup is what we need to do. Probably the highest special attack in Little Cup. What comes to mind is something like Abra.
Abra definitely comes to mind. It has a 95?
I know that it gets a high special attack. It gets like a 19 or something.
I'm trying to think of the actual base stat.
I don't know those.
You do have the hint as well.
We might as well because
yeah,
we already
let's
get
go for it.
Let's take the hint.
These are both psychic type Pokemon, and the one of them is like the base form, and one of them is a mid stage evolution.
Wait, hold up. The question was unevolved. How can it be a mid stage?
So like it's like a stage one in a three stage.
But how can it be a mid stage if it's unevolved? A mid stage has been evolved.
Okay, sublime. They're not fully evolved, that's what I mean. No, they're all unevolved. Actually, they're both basics. Never mind, I messed up. It's my fault. They're both
basics.
Oh
my god, you're giving us bad information.
I misread in my head what one of them was.
Now I'm very confused by your hint.
That's fine, I'm not going to be a gracious god today.
Let's see.
Sublime was robbed. Sublime was robbed.
Let's see. Is it?
I feel like Abra's a good choice.
Abra, Gothita.
The other one's Gen 5. There's a free hint.
Okay, let's think of the Gen 5 psychics, because I don't think Gothita is that
Solosis.
Strong. I'd sooner go with Solosis than Gothita. Gothita had really great special defense.
Yeah, Solosis is definitely higher. That's true.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to need answers.
Let's just say Solosis and Abra. Maybe we'll hit one of them.
Yeah, why not? Solosis and Abra.
That is correct on both accounts.
Ooh.
It is Abra and Solosis, and they are tied at base 105. Base special
105.
Attack.
All
Isn't
right.
that nutsos?
That's
yeah,
really
solid.
Fun.
Yeah, I mean, that's all Abra's stats are, though. Everything else is like paper.
Yes.
Wow.
Well, speed. Its speed's not bad either, actually.
Yeah, it's pretty high.
So the next one is, what is... So, as always, the last question, always a base stat question, even though that last one was too, but it's fine. What is the highest base HP of all Ice-type Pokemon? What Ice-type Pokemon has the highest base HP?
Does anything have more than Lapras? Because Lapras is at 130.
Okay, Lapras is probably what I'd say as well. Let's do a quick think for a minute.
yes,
I don't
let's
think
do a
Avalugus
quick
is up there. It's Avalugus defense.
Yep.
Okay. You know, ice types are not renowned for being physically defensive. Glalie's
bulky in general.
Glalie is 80.
Regice is 80. It only has super high special defense.
Uh huh.
It's not Articuno.
Mamoswine, maybe?
No. Mamoswine's highest attack is one. High stat is 130 in attack, and its HP has to be lower than that.
Yeah.
I'm definitely leaning towards Lapras.
What about legendaries? Like
Okay, Regice? No. Articuno? No. Kyurem, no.
Okay, let's go with Lapras. I'm cool with that.
Lapras is correct. Base 130 HP makes Lapras the highest base HP water type, or ice type, not water type.
Water type has Wailord.
Yeah, that locks you guys into 5 points today, though, so that's good for you.
Cool stuff.
Good news for you. That changes the standings almost. Actually, everybody's like super close. It's not that it's actually pretty great for once. Like, this is almost anybody's game, and it has been for like the past 6 weeks. In first place, we have Basket with 19 points.
Good for Basket.
Followed up by Whimsicott and Sublime, both tied for second with 18 points. In fourth place, we have Dr. Shamu with 13 points. In fifth place, we have Gator with 12. In sixth, we have Scrawn with 11. In seventh, we have Maximus with 9. Jushiro in 8th with 8 points, Snag in 9th with 7, Viger and Bo tied for 10th with 5, and R Sigma bringing up the rear with 3. So that is it for this episode. Buckles Poke Quiz, come back next week for some more action. We're going to take a short break and be right back at you guys with the topic.
Hey there, Puckalonians, it's Professor Snag. Thanks for listening to the Puckle Podcast. If you want more Puckly goodness, there are several ways you can do that. If you want to chat with hosts and other community members, join our Discord server. There's always someone there to talk about anything Pokemon. Make sure you follow and like us on all of our social media outlets like Facebook, Twitter, and Reddit. Come watch us on Twitch at the Puckle Podcast and get in on the action where Jushiro plays the TCG Online and Thatch does viewer battles. If you are able, please consider supporting us on Patreon where you get exclusive gifts such as Puckle TCG cards and access to bonus content. Or just go to our Tee Public store and buy a t-shirt. All funds go right into the podcast and make the community better for you. And if you haven't done so already, make sure you subscribe to our new channel, Puckle Plus, where you can find me hosting Game Corner each month, Jushiro hosts the TCG cast, and lots of extra content including Movie Club, Battlecast, and the Puckle Live shows. Thanks for listening, and as always, help control the Breeject population. Get your Ditto spayed and neutered.
And on to the topic. Our topic today is going to be expectations of Let's Go Pikachu and Let's Go Eevee. So I think the best place to start here is we could just talk about what we expect to get out of the game itself, whether or not it's whether or not we expect it to actually be fun, or if we expect it to be not fun.
Thatch, what I'm personally hoping to get out of this game is the realization that we should never make games like this again.
Oh yeah, go for it, tell me about it. Like, do you not expect it to be a fun time? I fully expect for it to be an enjoyable experience on a casual level.
Yeah, I believe that, and I think people will enjoy it. I think that it will be a moderately successful game, but I think a lot of the core players aren't even going to bother buying it, because I know I'm not, and I'm just going to like kind of hope that someone gets it for me for Christmas, but I'm not going to spend my own money on this game.
I think you're not in the minority. I mean, that's not what the game's about, right? It's not about getting us out to buy a Pokemon game. It's about getting other people out to buy a Pokemon game. That being said, I think it'll be a really fun side adventure. I think that's how I want to put it. It'll be a fun side adventure for me to enjoy while waiting for the 2019 game. Because we said this last episode, or at least I did, 2018 was going to be a gap year in Pokemon games anyway. Might as well just embrace it, right? Except the fact that we weren't going to get a game. We got a game, and mostly it's because we got a really cool Pokemon Go Plus that goes with it, and I really think that'll be a lot of fun. I do like the idea of just like being able to throw the Pokeball at the stream. I think, or screen, not stream. I do plan on streaming it, and I think it'll be a lot of fun just to kind of play through on a casual level. But I don't think there's... I know there's going to be people that try to make it a competitive game, and I don't think they should. I don't think it'll be that fair, mostly because you don't really have control over IVs and breeding and stuff like that as you do in the main series games. I have to say other, or somebody's going to be like, well, Pokemon, Let's Go Pikachu and Let's Go Eevee are main series games. And then
it was confirmed by the creators.
And then I'll say something along the line and I'll be like, yeah, and the Switch was a third pillar of Nintendo's empire. The Wii U's really doing well, isn't it? Because they also said that. Those are the things you have to take with a grain of salt. I think Let's Go Pikachu and Let's Go Eevee are a different beast. And I think they have to call it main series because there wasn't really a thing for them to call it.
Yeah. Okay. From a marketing perspective, they had to call it a main series game if they wanted to sell any, because if you call it a side game, then you get a huge demographic of people who will not even bother to main series games. They
made two versions. It's a main series game. It's just a different main series.
I think it's just a different beast. Like
it is. It can be a different beast and a main series game.
Yeah,
it's a side main series game.
That's honestly the best descriptor, maybe. I don't know. I would definitely say it just created like a new in-between side series and main series. It blurred the lines really badly. It's really interesting in that respect, but I think it's gonna be fun to just play through. It just says like, oh, hey, here's Kanto in an updated environment. I think I want to look at it kind of as a preview for next year as well, because I kind of see this as the tech demo for 2019, at least in terms of like the Pokemon sprites, right? I guess they're not sprites anymore. These are Pokemon models. I think that would at least be representative of the type of Pokemon images we're going to be seeing.
Of your expectations for what it'll look like?
Yeah, in 2019.
Well, that's interesting, because do you think they would go for a different aesthetic given it's kind of a different beast?
So I think they'll go for a different aesthetic in terms of humanoid characters. Because if you look at these, and especially at the official artwork that we're getting for the Let's Go games, everything's a little bit more quote-unquote chibi.
Sure, yeah.
It looks cool, it looks nice, but I definitely wouldn't say, oh, hey, this looks like straight-up classic Pokemon, because everything's had a consistent style in terms of artwork from Red and Blue to Sun and Moon. And this definitely strays from the path, not because, once again, it's not because it isn't a main series game, but it's not your typical main series game. It's something different. It's a different genre. Well, not genre, but a different subset altogether. And we've kind of split the main series into two different tracks now. You have the Let's Go genre, which Scrawn doesn't think it should ever exist again.
Well, I don't know that it'll be its own genre. This might be the only Let's Go game.
So we could talk about that here in a second, because I semi agree with you. We can, but I think that, and then you have your main series game, and so these are two different tracks. But if we do want to talk about Let's Go being the only Let's Go game that ever happens, I think there's two paths for that, right?
And it depends on how it does in part, I think. I think the future is, as of now, unwritten for what would happen.
Well, okay, so here's my generalized thoughts on Let's Go. I look at this game, and I sort of make a chart where I see the positives of it and I see the negatives of it. And whenever I look at the positives, all of the positives are things that I see abundantly in the other games already. And all the negatives are things that, you know, are very substantially lacking. And I think in an overall level, it's the intricacy that I am missing. And I do appreciate that this might bring people into the game. It's probably good for, you know, hooking a younger generation that is very technology oriented. But also, I don't like it personally, because I don't see myself, you know, getting interested in it because I need stuff that, you know, challenges me.
I agree with that. And I think you're probably not the target audience, right? You've already admitted it's good for bringing kids and maybe people who've been away from the franchise for a while into the franchise.
I think it attracts a very casual fan.
Yes.
In general.
I think it will attract very casual fans and very hardcore Pokemon Go players.
Yeah, and I think that's their market. It's young people and those. Yeah. And that's all of those descriptors are none of us.
Although I think there is a certain level of nostalgia that's being checked off.
Oh, absolutely.
If you have played the original Gen 1 when it came out.
Okay, so the only thing that makes me upset about this is that I'm just really tired of the nostalgia. They've been playing on my nostalgia for literally 5 years.
Yeah, for sure. But guess what? They can if they can replicate that experience of nostalgia in a positive way, good on you. They did it. Success,
I know.
Right? And I feel like they add just enough of new things, like new ways to make it enjoyable. Because if you go back and play Pokemon Blue, you're not going to get nostalgic. You're going to be like, oh, I forgot what an exercise in frustration this is. But with this, you get the experience of it, the same nostalgia, without the intricacies that are just frustrating.
I am excited to go back to it.
I think this will be a much more enjoyable, nostalgic experience that will be fun and casual, and I'm really looking forward to it. Like, 8-year-old me is so happy this happened.
One of the things that really pisses me off going back to Gen 3 or before is when I play the game and the physical special split hasn't happened yet, and you cannot experience Kanto minus HeartGold and SoulSilver where the physical special split has happened. And it is just one of my biggest pet peeves, because that makes a lot of Pokemon good and a lot of Pokemon bad, depending on the way you see it.
Sure.
That I'm most excited to see this physical special split be there because it follows with modern Pokemon.
Mm-hmm.
And this is just from like a competitive player who has to like drag stuff into their casual playthroughs because mm-hmm. they can't let it go. So like that, there's that. I'm also I'm really excited, just like I said, to see the models, but also just to see there's definitely changes to the story. I fully expected Red, Blue, and Green to be in it to some extent. And I know this doesn't mean as much to you, Scrawn, because you haven't read the manga.
Well, I read the one with, you know, the Poliwhirl or whatever, the Poliwrath.
That's Red.
That's Red. Yeah.
I just never read beyond the first volume.
You should repass the first volume because that thing gets
like
real.
I know, like, a Feraligatr rips an Arbok in half or something. It's and a Charmeleon. I was like, this is too meta for me.
It's a really good story, and I have a hunch that these characters probably are based off the manga to some extent. I would like to see some kind of manga representation outside of the manga because we haven't seen that. Even if in like Pokemon Origins, they would have made Red pick Bulbasaur instead of Charmander because they were going for the obvious, hey, look, Mega Evolution with Charizard advertisement there. That would have meant so much to me if he would have picked Bulbasaur.
How about Mega Evolution with Venusaur? It gets like another flower on its head.
Yeah. Well, that's literally the whole point was to be like Mega Charizard X. This is the reveal in Pokemon Origins, and I mean, granted, it was cool. Pokemon Origins was a really cool thing in and of itself, but I just definitely don't think that. I just don't think that we have ever had a proper manga representation, and the manga is just one of the most underappreciated parts of the Pokemon franchise, and probably the most underrepresented.
Well, I also think it's peaked.
Yeah, it peaked. It's done. It's over.
Right. Now, if it's this old thing, right? Like
the good times ended when Gen 4 came around. You're absolutely right.
If you guys think the manga has peaked, you clearly have not explored the Pokemon fan fiction world.
Oh, we have, but it's completely different than the manga. Like, you go read the manga, and then there's a difference between fan fiction and official merchandise. But let's get back to Let's Go. I really am looking forward to going through those things. And I think what you said, Scrawn, is absolutely valid. That it's definitely meant for younger people, really hardcore Pokemon Go fans who are going to be like Meltan, get in my mouth. You're going to see really hardcore. You're also going to see like the casual audience, which is fine. I think that's a perfectly valid place to go. I think for the future of the franchise, this is probably good as a whole.
As long as they go back. That's what I'm saying. Like whenever you make changes like this, it's so easy to keep doing the same thing because it works.
Okay, so we were hitting on earlier that this might be the only Let's Go game. And so let me explain to you my three timelines that I see here. One, I see a timeline where Let's Go does really well. It performs super well. And Nintendo's like, we got to keep making those dollar bills. So then we get Let's Go Meryl and Let's Go Snubble, right? So then we get Gen 2 Pokemon Let's Go. I also see that removing something like Mele Mele Island's hand-holdy tutorial island. I think that these games give the excuse to not have that because these games are the 2019 game can be the graduation from something like Let's Go to a proper Pokemon game. And so, yes, you should know how to be able to battle. You should be able to know how to catch Pokemon and stuff like that. And we don't have to have our hands held on tight matchups and everything.
I'll be quite blunt about this. I know that if these games do well, then they'll just continue making them. So yeah. I am honestly hoping to mother freaking Arceus that these games flop.
Why? They already announced the 2019 game is going to be a traditional Pokemon game. They're not taking away your Pokemon.
Like, then every other year, we're going to end up with, you know, Let's Go Girafarig and Let's Go.
I feel like it'll be every 3 years.
I agree with Sublime. I think where we had previous gap years, that's where you'll see it. Because the 2019 game will come out, and then we'll get Gen 8, we'll get a second Gen 8 game the year after that, and then we would have had our typical gap year, and then we get whatever comes out. The other alternative is Let's Go doesn't sell that well, and I think that's very possible. I think we see it do mediocre compared to Pokemon games, maybe better than Black and White 2 levels of sales, but not great. And so what we'll see instead is we'll see, I what would be really cool, because I mean, we have a really hard time picking, let's go, you know, Meryl, let's go Snubbull, let's go Giraffe Rig, right?
And in your dreams.
I could definitely see it still being let's go Pikachu, let's go Eevee, but then a DLC version gets dropped, DLC gets dropped for it for Johto.
Let's go Pika Blue. That's what it'll be.
Exactly. And so Pika Blue.
Let's not forget the original Let's Go Eevee, Pokemon XD Gale of Darkness, where Eevee actually was a starter.
A little bit, yeah.
And those were amazing games that just didn't sell well, and I know the Pokemon Company is capable of amazing things as long as people buy the good stuff. And
I think this is
going to
do well, though.
Infinity, so,
I think it's going to do mediocre.
I don't think it'll be the best sell in the series, but I expect it to do well.
I think it's going to be pretty mediocre. I think it's going to be above Black and White 2, but not as good as something like Auras.
Wait, what do you think is going to be above Black and White 2?
Black and White 2 sale numbers? I think Let's Go Pikachu and Let's Go Eevee will be above
Black
and
White 2
sales numbers.
Okay, I thought you were going to say, like, in quality, because and White 2 are some of the best.
For sure.
Oh, absolutely.
If you're not playing Black 2, White 2, you need to get up on it. And you should use the same device you play Black and White on, because the tie-ins are top notch.
Yeah. The problem with Black and White 2 is they are literally the least well performing game sales wise in Pokemon history.
Yeah, but that's what I want. Why won't you people buy what I want you to buy?
Well, it's not. I honestly think Let's Go, or not Let's Go, but I think Black and White 2 are just a product of bad timing.
Yeah,
I think that people want a certain amount of recurring Pokemon, and having an entirely new set of Pokemon is something hard for people who are familiar with these old things and don't really want to adjust to, or, you know, learn all these new Pokemon, and they just don't bother with it. I think it was a bad marketing tactic, but I think it was healthy for the series as a whole.
Yes and no. But we can, that's another topic for another
day. Whole other topic. Yes.
Yeah.
That's a whole other topic that we'll talk about with different co-hosts next week.
There's definitely good things that came out of Gen 5, and there's definitely bad things that came out of Gen 5. Looking at Simisear. I definitely see the pros to Let's Go right now. And I think that the pros in my mind outweigh the cons in this scenario, because I don't think these are going to be something that replace your Pokemon games. I don't think that's their intention whatsoever. I think this is something they want to do on top of your Pokemon games. And that's how people should probably view these. Not because Twitter's blown up about how I want a real Pokemon game to come out. I can't wait for they should release a real Pokemon game on Switch, not this. And it's just like, well, this was a gap year anyway.
They will. Move on.
They also knew this kind of backlash was coming already, and they announced it at the same time as they announced Let's Go Pikachu and Let's Go Eevee.
Oh, they were smart about that. I'll give them that much. They knew exactly how to shut people up.
Well, kind of, except it didn't work. Because, I mean, I'll give you an example. Like, this past week, we did that Twitter poll on Friday where we asked people, which one are you getting? Are you getting Let's Go Pikachu, Let's Go Eevee, Let's Go, or both or neither? So we got a lot of, like, good responses of people being like, yeah, I can't wait to play with my kids, blah, blah, blah. All this, like, good, happy, feel-good stuff. And then, like, there's just, like, the one Debbie Downer is like, I just want them to release a real Pokemon game on the Switch. Well, it's coming. I sent them a reply, and I'm like, yeah, 2019.
Were those the people who picked neither? How many people picked neither?
There was a good amount. There was a good spread
on that
poll.
Over 25%.
Like, that poll had a, let me read that poll results to you guys.
I found it reassuring.
Oh, no, I don't think you're in a minority position at all.
Like, I think it's still going to do really well.
Go on a wintry day.
Yes.
Because, like, you have to consider the target audience of our poll. It doesn't, like, get all perspective.
So it was 29% of people getting Let's Go Pikachu. This is with 1,800 votes. And then 27% getting Let's Go Eevee. 17% saying they were getting both, which I think is a minority position, to be fair. And then 27%, pretty much equivalent to the number of people saying they're getting one copy, saying they were not going to get one at all, which I 100% think is going to happen. And that's fine. Because, like I said, we are not the target audience.
Mm-hmm.
And you can complain all you want that you don't think that you want this game, and you probably don't, because once again, you weren't the person they made this game for. They made it for the guy who's playing Pokemon Go with his kid, and then they can go play a game together on their couch, enjoy Pokemon, enjoy the franchise, and then guess what? Pokemon makes even more money as the largest selling franchise of all time.
I think that's true. I think, like, for this series, it'll be good as a whole, but I don't want it to do too good, and I find that Twitter poll to be really reassuring, because you know, that means that we're only going to be hitting 75% of the people.
Oh, yeah. I don't think that Let's Go is going to put up real Pokemon game numbers. I think it's going to put up remake numbers. I think it'll put up remake numbers.
I encourage.
I think it'll put good numbers. It won't break records, though.
I encourage everyone to buy used copies if they can, just so you don't end up seeing. I'm serious. Buy used copies so you don't see more games like it, but you can still enjoy the game. And I know it's the most selfish thing someone could say, but I do not want Let's Go Girafarig as funny as
Good news. That will never happen because no one cares about Girafarig.
Okay, I mean it as a, you know, overarching statement of, you know, Pokemon Let's Go as a series. Like, I've never played it. I don't want to. I know it sounds awful, but it's just not something that I'll be quiet.
It's a different product. You don't have to be mad at it.
Yeah, like, I don't know. I don't know why you're upset, because you're getting your game still.
Listen, I like to play competitive as much as the next person, but I'm also really looking forward to playing Dress Up with Eevee.
I thought that when Black and White came out, it was so cool. You could finally play as, you know, an age group that's not 10 years old, as a 15-year-old. And I was thinking, maybe they'll eventually go higher so I can better relate to this character. But nope.
I think that's what this is addressing. That's the problem. Like, I don't think you're looking at this as a solution to that problem.
You might actually get what you want because of this.
Yes, that's the thing. Because now you can have Let's Go, which is that game, which is, you know, I don't want to say it, but which is like the first Pokemon, like your gateway entry as a child into the series, and you learn how the Pokemon game works, you understand, you learn the type chart, stuff like that, and then they hand you the 2019 game, and guess what? Your protagonist is 15 years old now, and the game is maybe a little bit darker, a little bit more serious, like in Black and White, where we had a plot that it was actually like somewhat morally gray, until like it was just like, yeah, we're
but
kicking
no
a
Pokemon
mono.
Pokemon gray.
I think this is a solution to the problem that we have been experiencing in Gen 6 and Gen 7, where the games are getting dumbed down, getting hand-holdy. I think this is your answer to that problem, where we can go back to something like Gen 5.
Call me a pessimist, but I think that we have the opposite stance on this. I think that introducing games like this to an audience will create an entirely new formula for what they expect in the future, and we will not see, you know, games like there used to be. I think that's just the way it kind of works, because you can't expect, you know, to introduce people to a series and then sort of roll back, because then there'll be a whole other group of people going like, I want to go back to Let's Go.
Well, they're already doing that. That you're arguing that they can't do the thing that they're doing literally right now, that you're scared of them doing. That's literally what your argument is. You're arguing they can't roll back into it. They can't go back to an older format when they're already going back to an older, more simple format.
But we don't know anything about that yet. So it's so hard to make, you know.
Your argument literally doesn't make sense, because you're scared of them doing something that they're already doing.
Everybody, until like, you know, the media hype is over, and then they can start saying, well, we're going to change this. And
that is not going
to
happen.
To make a point.
That's not going
to
happen.
I don't think that's going to happen. You are a pessimist, and you're absolutely wrong.
You are a pessimist. That's just not going to happen. And you know what? I'm actually really excited for the game. I'm only buying one version.
I want this to be recorded. I'm going to write down this episode number, and I'm going to hearken back to it whenever I had just predicted right now that they're going to start using Let's Go as a new formula for games. I'm going to come back to this episode. I'm going to rub it in all of y'all faces.
Okay, you know what? Let's take note of this episode now, because two generations from now, when we're still getting like the same Pokemon games that we want, we're going to bring it back to you to eat. All right, okay.
And I will be happy to eat it if we're getting that.
We will be. We absolutely will be. There's no doubt.
I will have my cake and eat it too.
Now you're going to have a big old serving of Murkrus.
A big old serving of Murkrus.
No, I love Pokemon games as much as the next for competitive purposes, but hey, I'm not mad about getting to play Dress Up with Eevee every 3 years.
Yeah, I just
sounds great.
Very comfortable as a, you know, 22-year-old man dressing up a 10-year-old. Anyway.
But okay, so my big thing is, I think that this is we can end it here, but I don't think you should be scared. It's Pokemon at its finest, and everything's going to be okay. We're going to get 2019. The game's going to be perfectly fine, maybe even
everything
better.
Everything is not okay. Pokemon's never going to be the same. We should all be scared. Don't buy the new games.
You sound like a Gen 1-er.
Oh my gosh. Let's
I'm
not
like
get
the
there.
Opposite of a Gen 1-er.
No, you're not. That's literally your fear, is that you're fearing that Pokemon's going to change.
I guess that's true. Except, like, I like new content. and I want new content.
Guess what? This was new content.
All right, that is going to be it for the topic, and that's where we'll end it. So we are going to kick it on over to Pokemon the episode after this short break. Catch you on the flip-flop. A Pittsburgh Pillups pillow for Scrawn, a Pokemon Master shirt for Shamu, and a Puckle t-shirt for both of us. I think that should be good for the holidays. Oh, hey, I didn't hear you guys walk in. I was just doing my holiday shopping at the Puckle Tee Public Store. There are a ton of great designs there, such as the Puckle logo, the new Puckle Host t-shirt designs by Basket, Puckle products from Green Tauros to the Drifblim Daycare, and pretty much any Puckle Draft League design you could ever want. You can get these t-shirts, mugs, posters, and even throw pillows. On top of that, Tee Public is having a 30% off sale from November 12th to 18th, so make sure you can go and grab a $14 shirt, an $11 mug, or even a $19 throw pillow. If you're interested in doing this, the link is in the show notes below, so happy shopping.
Pokemon the episode.
And welcome back to the Pokemon of the episode. Our Pokemon of the episode this week is National Dex number 133, Eevee, the evolution Pokemon.
Its genes are easily influenced by its surroundings. Even its face starts to look like that of its trainer.
That's weird. Yeah. I didn't expect that one, but that's okay. It's just like, hey, I'm looking at you. Now I turned into you.
I'm just so sick of Eevee. I want to, you know, ostracize it from as many people as possible.
Eevee's so great. What's wrong with you?
I don't think anything's wrong with Eevee, actually. Eevee's like, it's been a cool Pokemon. I thought it was a really good choice to kind of go with Pikachu. Because it's been one of those things that's been in the franchise and people recognize it because they're just like, oh, it's the cute dog thing that became whatever I want it to be. I hate that Let's Go is kind of restricting us to Gen 1 only Pokemon. I understand why, both logistically and because I think Let's Go is kind of just like, it was such a good idea for them to do because Nintendo was pushing Pokemon TPCI real hard to come out with a game for the Switch, and they're like, but we want to do a good job, and we're on like a 3-year cycle where we only make 2 games, and how do we fit this in? And so they're just like, well, we're gonna make the assets for this other game anyway, right? Well, let's just make the first 151 first, throw it in this game, throw it at you guys, and we tie it into Pokemon Go and we make all the money. But Eevee was a really good choice for that, I think.
I have a weird fan theory, and okay. It's you know how Eevee's gender ratio is 87.5% male and 12.5% female?
Yeah, it's a starter ratio.
That's like a starter.
It's a starter, right. So I think he was always planned to be a starter.
I don't know if he was planned to be a starter, but that would have been a really cool way to start instead of your starter Pokemon. Kind of like you do in XD Gale of Darkness, right? Where you can kind of just choose which path you wanted to go down later on in the game, which maybe would have been smarter. Though I do like the starter Pokemon mechanic. Now, I mean, we're all awful people to be like, yeah, introducing somebody to this is a really good idea. But I think I really like the starter Pokemon mechanic in Pokemon, just as like a big event. Like, it's going to be a big deal in, say, March or May when they
reveal the starters.
Yeah, when they reveal our starters to us for Gen 8.
And then it's a big deal when they reveal the final evolutions of them. Yeah,
exactly. That's a big event, and like we all really enjoy that. And I don't know, maybe if we would have gone back 20 years and we would have been like, yeah, Eevee's my first Pokemon, that would have been a much different experience because then we would have expected a Pokemon like Eevee every generation. And honestly, I think that gets stale.
Nope. Too much. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I think that would get stale.
Exactly. Although is worth noting, I think, as a tie-in two starters, if you play if you play Pokemon Yellow, when you start with the Pikachu, your rival starts with an Eevee. Yeah.
Well, that's the whole reason. I think that was also one of the reasons they did it, because they called Let's Go a remake of Yellow version
as opposed to
a remake of whatever, Red and Blue.
Red and Blue.
Yeah.
So really cool, though. Eevee is in the Little Cup tier, which I haven't been able to talk about for a while, and that's okay. Little Cup is the format where you can only play with unevolved Pokemon who have the potential of evolving. And certain Pokemon are banned, like Scyther isn't banned and stuff like that. But you can go ahead. They're all at level 5. It's just the cutest format, and it's a lot of fun to play. Apom got banned recently, which broke my heart. And it made me really sad because he got double hit, but he got something really stupid good with Skill Link.
Mm-hmm.
And then they banned him. I understand why, but it hurts me. Eevee's actually really good. He can still run Evo Boost. So EVMZ is probably the go-to item if you're running Eevee and Little Cup. You can get Evo boost, get +2 to literally every stat. On top of that, Baton Pass isn't banned in Little Cup, so you can Baton Pass those boosts to somebody else. He also gets access to Protect, Stored Power, which works really well with EVMZ. And then, of course, Last Resort, just in case you're running out of moves.
Isn't Last Resort the move that EVMZ works with anyway? So you have to have it, don't you?
You can do it with a variety of things. I think you can do it
with
a turn.
No, if held by an Eevee with
Last Resort. Yeah, it needs to be Last Resort.
Oh, yeah. Extreme Evo boost. It has to have Last Resort.
It has to have Last Resort, yep. But it gets a couple of good abilities. Anticipation's probably the best one just because you want to know what else it can get. But adaptability's also really good if you're planning on running not Stored Power and actually want to run Last Resort. And it also has Runaway, which has no in-battle effect. If you're running it in Little Cup's EVs are a little bit different because if you can't max out stats and get the same effect, so you have to place them
around.
As
soon as you get one stat point, you're good.
You run in Timid Eevee with 212 HP, 92 special attack, and 204 speed, you're going to be doing pretty well. Yeah, Stored Power with Evo boost is just going to be disgusting. So good game to you.
Yeah.
On top of that, that makes a pretty bulky Eevee, and there aren't a lot of good fighting types in Little Cup, but Mianfu's pretty solid.
Yeah, Mianfu, and what is another one that occasionally
Ponyard would stop this. Ponyard would shut it down because Stored Power is psychic type, so dark types in general. Vullaby would probably shut it down. Ponyard. All these are good
power
ones.
Fighting.
Hey, you could carry that, but you're running out of move slots because you've got Substitute and Protect that you would maybe want to think about running instead. But that's it. If you want to check out the TCG, Eevee's actually got a pretty good presence there as well.
By proxy of it having a lot of really good evolutions.
And on top of that, the one Eevee card's really good, right?
Yeah, Sun and Moon.
Yeah, and I think it's technically re-released in the McDonald's set.
Yeah, that's exactly true. That very good Eevee card got renewed for the next 2 years or so because it was in a McDonald's set.
Isn't that stupid? That's like the most stupid way for it to get renewed too.
Hey, you can use your old copies. So
yeah, I know. It's just like, oh, this was in a McDonald's set once. Now it's good for the next year. Better go get my Happy Meal.
Yeah, and Pokemon rotation lasts longer than most too. So yeah, that's been here for a long time. We got a Shaman situation going down.
Except that this is a common, and it's not that hard to find.
Yeah.
So it's not really a Shaman situation.
And it's not the omnipresence that Shaman was.
We got an Eevee situation.
A very unique situation. What is the ability on that?
This episode situation.
So its ability in the TCG, which is why it's so useful, is Energy Evolution, which says when you attach a basic energy card from your hand to this Pokemon during your turn, you may search your deck for a card that evolves from this Pokemon that is the same type as that energy card and put it onto this Pokemon to evolve it. Then shuffle your deck. And there are a lot of really good evolutions of Eevee in the TCG that are GX cards, actually. Glaceon has seen a lot of use. Well, not all, it's seen use. Sylveon GX has been very good. And we're about to get Jolteon, Flareon, and Vaporeon GX. So we'll see if
I think that's all of them. I think all of them after the original three come out.
Yes, after they release those three, I believe they will all be in the game, as GXs.
So nobody should want a Dragon-type Eevee then, because there's no Dragon energy, okay? It's not in rotation
anymore.
And it's
a bad type in the TCG, so it would be
It's so bad. Nothing's weak to it. It's so bad.
I think it is worth noting, if we're talking about Eevee, back in VGC 17, when it first got Extreme Evo Boost, that did really well. There were teams built around Eevee.
Yeah, no, it's actually really good.
Yeah,
because
you
Baton Pass was banned. Yeah, it was definitely one of those gimmicks that happened. And yeah, times two speed on Eevee is not bad because Eevee's base like speed is something like
it's 55.
Yeah, it's not bad.
But so, times two, hey, that will outspeed.
Yeah, times two instead of a +1, like it's going to outspeed something and it's going to take a hit. Like +2 to everything makes Eevee not a bad Pokemon.
Plus in the VGC, like you have so many ways to support it. So
You could just do a follow me or a rage powder move and then
fake out, follow me, all of that, right?
Yep. So. A bunch of redirection. Eevee's English name is a palindrome.
Well, yeah.
It also has the most branched evolutions.
In Japanese, it's Eevee. Then it's not a palindrome. It's just
Eevee was originally called called Eon in the Red and Blue beta, because all of its evolutions
have Eon at the end of their name.
Yep, that's cute. Cool.
I wonder what the reasoning behind that is, because an Eon is like a unit of time, right?
So kind of, but it might be just because they're just like, yeah, that's the thing we could put at the end.
Maybe it's because it's a timeless Pokemon.
It is.
It is timeless, and that's why it's got its own game now. It's got the
and
game.
And why
it
it's
deserves.
A mascot, yeah.
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 Eevee's got it.
Spontaneously evolve at the slightest suggestion.
Actually, in the manga, there's a really good Eevee, because we've been talking a lot about the manga.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. It can evolve into anything repeatedly, right?
It was only originally the first three. Because there were these stones that had like reusable powers.
I think it's because they had done a lot of testing on it.
They did genetic testing to this Eevee, and so like it turned into Red's Eevee, and he could just like throw whatever stone he wanted to. It was like a Digimon. It was a Digimon Eevee, and it could just change. It could swap between which one it wanted to. It eventually ended up evolving into an Espeon, and it just.
But for a while, it could be whatever you needed it to be.
Yeah,
so.
Which was really cool.
That poor Eevee.
I'll be whatever you want me to be.
Says the Eevee.
Yep, and that's, I guess that's it. That's it for Eevee. So we're going to kick it on over, guys, to the mailbag, where we're going to read your emails.
It's mail time! It's time for the mailbag! Send in your emails!
And welcome to the mailbag. The mailbag, as always, is brought to you by the energy drink Green Toro. It's the energy drink that gives you hooves.
Hooves.
And as always, we'll give out the Green Taurus badge if we think anybody earns it, but that's fine. There's only one email today anyway. Welcome to the mailbag segment, where we read your listener emails. You can send them into pucklepodcast@gmail.com. Last week, we wanted to know what you think of your favorite, what's it called? What Pokemon might be competitive in Let's Go Pikachu and Let's Go Eevee, but I don't think that's actually what was answered in the mailbag today. We will have a new mailbag question for next week, so you can go ahead and email those to us. You can also just send us any email talking about anything you want to. So if you want to, take it away, Scrawn.
All right. Hello. Hello, it's me, the depressed Gardevoir. Wait, crap, I meant the boy Gardevoir again. Onto the mailbag before I get sucked into the vortex of confusion. Well, I'm totally and utterly ignoring the mailbag question, and instead talking about how I got into Pokemon. British accent, please. Okay, since he said please. When I was a little Ralts, I had a tummy ache. A big one. Turns out it was appendicitis and I was 3, so I was rushed to the hospital where I watched Pokemans punching each other in the face with fire and ice. Then fast forward to August, and I started listening to a podcast called Blastburn Radio, shameless plug. I still listen to it to this day, anyway, every other week. They do this thing called Showdown Spotlights, where they dedicate a 40-minute bit to a certain Pokemon. So that's how I got into competitive. Then I heard about Puckle through a magical app called Spotify, and last week did my first mailbag and got into Discord. Shameless plug number 2. I have 2 questions. 1. Who's Ramos? 2. Whimsicott is a grass flying type, right? 3. Can Kyurem learn Ice Punch? Now it is time for me to moonblast away. Bye-bye, Butterfree, the boy Gardevoir.
That was an email.
I like how... Okay, so what I like about this email is like how at the bottom it has these auto sort of reply options.
So you like the email because of Gmail's options.
Because of Gmail.
Yeah. And on Gmail, you can click one of these 3 options to automatically reply to the email, and it says, cool, I'll check it out. Haha, that's awesome. And I'm so proud of you. I'm just like, what?
First of all, Bye Bye Butterfree is a great send-off.
That's true.
Second of all, I know that like Who's Ramos is a joke, but I like Ramos. Am I the only one? I guess so.
And Whimsicott was a grass flying type in the universe I originally came from before ours merged. And so I'm sorry that you guys live in an inferior universe. That's fine.
We're in the worst timeline, we know.
Yeah, I wonder what happened in the timeline where Whimsicott is grass flying, okay? I want to go back. And and then can Kyurem learn Ice Punch? Is that a thing? Is he going to not learn Ice Punch?
It cannot. Yes, that's why it's so bad.
Oh, that's weird.
He has like T-Rex arms.
Yeah, he's doing like 3 jokes in a row. That was a joke.
I didn't know that was a joke.
Well, I didn't know it was a joke, but just hearing it, it's like, oh, that's a joke because it doesn't learn Ice Punch and it's all the worse for it.
Really?
Yes, I believe that. This is part of the reason Kyurem Black is OU instead of Ubers is because they don't have a good ice option.
That's actually, I believe that.
Option.
Yeah, I think the only physical option it gets is Free Shock, which is ice type Hyper Beam.
Yes.
So that's true.
Awful.
That is awful. Yeah, I agree with
that's
that.
Why, that's part of the reason why Kyurem Black is OU while Kyurem White is Ubers.
Does Kyurem White get Fire Punch?
Have a freaking physical ice attack that isn't like a Hyper Beam.
They want a physical attack. It just wants a special because its special attack's way higher.
Something.
Yep, that makes sense to me. Yeah, it blows my mind. Yeah, I didn't actually. I've never thought about it because I've never been like, yeah, I want to run Ice Punch in my Kyurem Black. But that was also never like a set I've ever tried to run because I'm always like, yeah, ICMZ Kyurem Black. That's the way to play. That's the way to play. But yeah, okay, I guess that's it for the mailbag segment this week.
Yeah.
If you want to send in an email next week, you can send it to PucklePodcast@gmail.com and tell us if you are excited or not excited for Pokemon Let's Go, Pikachu, and Eevee. We want to hear those at PucklePodcast@gmail.com. Also, the game will be out by the time we record. So if you want to send an email out about your first play experience as well, you can send that in to us at PucklePodcast@gmail.com. Granted, do remember we may record on a Saturday and not on Sunday. So if you send emails on Sunday telling us about how much fun you're having playing, don't be upset when they don't show up on the show.
Yeah. So since this episode is filled with a lot of contentious opinions, please send in your contentious first impressions as well.
Yeah,
in fact,
okay,
we'll have so much fun reading them.
I mean,
everyone,
I like
send in how much fun you're having so Scron can be proven wrong.
I don't know that anybody, I mean, I would love to hear somebody say that they agree with you and love to read their email. I think that would be a really interesting take. This has been a really divisive standpoint in the Pokemon community as a whole, especially in the past few years. Past 6 months or so. And I would really like to see what everybody thinks about it as a whole. So, I mean, we'll see. We'll see what happens. But then, I guess, if you want to do any more cool stuff, you can check out Discord, where you can chat with me, Sublime, Scron, and probably a couple other people, but who else matters, really? And
he says this about different co-hosts every episode.
You can check out that. That link is in the description.
A broken clock is right twice a day. So.
Yep. Yep. And then, of course, you can also find that on the website, PucklePodcast.com, as well as all of our social media links for Twitter, Facebook, and Reddit at Puckle Podcast. You'll find us there. And then, of course, you can check us out on Twitch at twitch.tv/ThePucklePodcast, where Jushir and I stream. We're going to definitely be streaming Let's Go once it drops. I'm pretty excited for that. I'm all ready to go. I'm pretty excited to just play some Let's Go with you guys. And then finally,
check out the YouTube where you can watch Thatch make fun of his fellow Puckalonians for playing poorly in the UUUUTC.
The UUUUUTC. Or the WWTC. And of course, you can always check out, you can check us out on everything else. What do we have other things? Oh, if you want to help support the show, you could do so through Twitch. You could go to Twitch, sub with us with your Twitch Prime membership. We really appreciate that. Or subscribe for real. However, if you want to give us money, go to our TeePublic. They're having a 30% off sale starting on Monday until, I think, the Monday until Sunday after that. So 30% off. Get your Christmas shopping done. Buy your loved one a Pittsburgh Piplup's throw pillow.
Yes, please do that. Support the Piplups.
Also, be a patron so you can get more access of me.
Yeah, you can get the PTU podcast, and then of course you can always get all the other cool Patreon stuff. We're doing giveaways this month. We're doing a Ho-Oh shiny Ho-Oh giveaway for those of them at the right. Actually, everybody, because our tweet did well. We're doing a shiny Ho-Oh giveaway for Thanksgiving because he's the closest Pokemon to a Tiki.
Does it have its hidden ability?
It can.
That's all that matters.
Yeah.
I don't know if I feel comfortable with the idea of Ho-Oh representing a turkey.
Name another Pokemon that's closer to a turkey, and you can't.
Calibre. I cannot. I cannot do that.
Yep. Pelipper's a pelican,
I don't feel
obviously.
Comfortable eating a Pokemon in any respect that.
All right, but that is it for the episode. I am Trainer Thatch.
I'm Sublime.
And here in the Lavender Town Radio Tower, it's closing time. As always, we here at the Puckle Podcast would like to thank our patrons who make this show possible, as well as help us do a lot of the awesome things we do around the community. So I'd like to thank Viger, Duly Noted, Ten Little Men, Andrea, the Fluffiest Whimsicott, Dr. Shamu, Snag, Dexio, Jushiro, Rotted Mushroom, Bosephus, Alvarin, Seth Vilo, Minor Manetric, Claude Nine, Bod Talk, R Sigma, Doc McStuffles, Nathan, The Golden Klefki, The British Gent, Trevor, TJ, Doc Knox, Echo, Shambles, Birdkeeper Cobra, Daniel, Treby, Jonathan, Greg, Alec, Mikey, Ozzy, Jedi DJ, Sparky, Nick, Dylan, Shira, Ironcaster, Orange Avenger, Michael, Thomas, Zero, Curtis, Anime Gravy, Hazelnut, Joseph Walther, Inferno, Alex, and The Real Eevee. Thank you to all of you. As always, we will be giving out our Ho-Oh, I believe. It's a shiny Ho-Oh this month, so definitely look out for that. And I believe next weekend we may try to do a live show, though I know we'll all be busy with Let's Go Pikachu and Let's Go Eevee, but maybe we could do a live reaction to that. We'll put more information there. But shiny Ho-Oh to everybody. Get ready for that, and if you're interested, you can always sign up at patreon.com/pucklepodcast. Catch you guys on the flip-flop.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.